What is the key to winning in a division? I asked Bill this, and he didn't really have a good answer. He's 13-3 in AFC South. You guys are unbeaten this year. What is the key to winning in their division?
Well, I think not only the key to winning in our division, but the key to trying to win football games every single week, it's how you go about your Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm a firm believer that, you know, to a certain extent, you play like you practice. And I think when it comes to our division games, to answer your question, you know, not that we put more emphasis on them, but obviously there is a sense of, you know, extra importance to those division games. So when we step into the building on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, like I just touched on, you know, there's a great focus. You know, there's a great energy because ultimately to get into the playoffs, you know, one way to do that is to win your division. And so coach has done a great job of explaining that to us. So I guess to answer your question, there's just there's a little extra sense of focus, and we understand how important it is to take care of business in your division.
I know I'm being masterly obvious, but how important is it to do it, kind of maybe if you can repeat what you did against Jacksonville, and if your running attack averaged 5.5 yards a carry,
yeah.
How big would that be if you can do something similar Sunday?
It would be huge. You know, to win football games in December and then obviously in the playoffs, you know, I think there's a couple core ingredients to doing that, and one of those is running the football effectively. So, you know, if we can run the ball and get over 5 yards a carry, that's huge. You know, now the thing that you need to do off of running the football is, you know, one, protect the ball, running backs, myself in the pass game, wide receivers. But then as you drive down the field with the run game, you need to be able to capitalize and score touchdowns in the red area. So, you know, if we can average over 5 yards a carry, I'll take that any day.
What are some specific things you learned last year in that playoff race that should help you right now?
Boy. You know, like I said, I think it's about how to go about the day-to-day process. And the most important thing this time of year is not looking too far ahead. You know, it's very easy to get into the playoff scenarios, the division scenarios. You know, what is it going to take to make the playoffs? What seed would we be? Who would we be playing? And I think the most important thing is just focus on your next opponent, because if you look past an opponent, you know, you're not going to end up with the results that you want. So I think it's all about taking a day-by-day process, and there's no one more important to us right now than preparing for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Brock, what is it about the passing game with the tight ends that seemed to just take it off more, is more consistent, more reliable, as opposed to what you do with the receiver?
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of trust in our tight ends. You know, I have a lot of trust in everybody offensively. I should, you know, say that first. But what our tight ends have done for us this season, you know, Steven, Griff, CJ, you know, just like you said, they're very reliable. I know where they're going to be on every single play. You know, they get to the correct depth. They get to the correct landmarks. They win their one-on-one matchups. And I've just been very fortunate to be able to develop great chemistry with those guys throughout practice. You know, we do a lot of extra reps post-practice, and those tight ends are always the guys first in line wanting to get those extra reps. And I think you're really seeing that pay off. But then also, you know, all three of those guys, they study the game and they work hard. You know, when I'm walking to the quarterback room in the morning to start our QB meeting, you know, I walk by the tight end room and I always hear those guys in there. So I think it's just a credit to their hard work, the talent they have, and the dedication they have to this game.
I know we've asked this question a few times this year. What are some keys you feel maybe perhaps doing a better job in the red area?
Yeah, you know, it's something that we're definitely going to emphasize more in practice. Like I just touched on, I believe to a certain extent you play like you practice. And so we're gonna start working red area a little bit more in practice because we know we need to be better at the red area. You know, and so that was something that we started today. Usually you kind of hold off on red area until Fridays, but I believe, you know, extra reps will be really good for us right now, and especially myself. And so really it just comes down to making, I think, quicker decisions. You know, things happen faster in the red area. There's less field to work with. The windows are smaller. So once again, landmarks, depth, my timing, there's so many things that go into it. And I think that's just something that we need to work more in practice, which we're going to do.
Brock, how would you describe the identity of this team as you hit this stretch drive? Guys are using words like tough and gritty and that kind of thing.
You just took it from me. I was going to say tough. This is a very tough football team. You know, it starts with our defense, starts with our offensive line. You know, I think those two groups really set the tone for this football team. Our defense, all positions have been playing great football, physical football, making plays, forcing turnovers. And then our offensive line has really been leading the way in their pass protection, in their run game, opening up huge holes for the running backs. And I think everything really stems and feeds off of that. So I think we are a very tough, physical, confident football team.
Brock, Jalen's gone on the IR. Now Braxton has gone on the IR. You guys have made some moves as it relates to the receiving core. I understand there's a next man up mentality with you guys. But ultimately, those guys made the roster, the 53, for a reason, because they're the top receivers. How frustrating is it, or is it frustrating at all, to not have those guys all year healthy so you guys can develop as a unit together?
Well, you know, it's frustrating for, you know, kind of selfish reasons. It's what you just said. You want to be able to develop chemistry with your young receivers, and there's nothing that replaces building chemistry like reps in practice, routes versus air, 7-on-7, team reps. And when those guys are injured and they can't be out there at practice, we're not able to get those reps. But fortunately, you know, there's a group of guys that are out there. They're out there every single day. They're working hard. There is a next man up mentality. And I think guys are really proving it to really take that on and really take pride in it. You know, and some of those guys, you know, Keith Mumphrey, you know, maybe you didn't see much of him earlier in the year, but I think he's doing a phenomenal job for this football team, not just in the pass game, but in the run game. You know, he blocked extremely hard on Sunday, and he works very hard in practice. Wendell Williams, he's one of those guys, shoot, out there today at practice, I mean, every time I looked a different direction, he had the ball in his hand. And he's working extremely hard on scout team, whether that be with the first team offense, special teams. And just a guy really, really making the most of his opportunity. And that's really cool to see those guys step up and make the most of it.
What is was your expectations for you over the last three games?
Expectations?
For yourself over the last three? What would you like to be able to do?
Yeah. ultimately, my job as a quarterback is to put this football team – in a position to win the game, and then obviously ultimately win the football game. And so I think week to week that's going to change, and we've seen that. You know, there's times where my job is maybe get us into the correct run play and then make the correct mic point after that so we hit our targets right. You know, maybe it is hit a few more chunk plays downfield. Maybe it's protect the football a little bit better. So, you know, overall, to answer your question, I think it's going to change week to week. But ultimately, I would like to see myself, you know, really protect the football down the stretch and, you know, just put this football team in a position come the fourth quarter to win all these football games.